generally, death does not release someone from an oath or a vow unless the oath explicitly allows for it.
Boom. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. I was right.
Perfect. That we will stick a pin in.
And that is top tier podcasting.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, All-American Redbone. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ, former work friend, now IRL friend. Hey, buds.
Hey.
I can't.
I'll take it.
It was nice, and like, you don't know what to say.
Yeah, it was so nice. I threw me off guard.
It was nice.
Usually it's and TJ. Fuck him. But you know. in some form or fashion.
You sent me a very adorable video of your baby. So like, yeah, that really made my day.
I'm the funniest man alive. It made my day too.
So, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, made my day too.
Welp, this week we are discussing Game of Thrones Season 5, Episode 5, Kill the Boy. An air date of May 10th, 2015, written by Brian Cogman, directed by Jeremy Padeswa, and had a rating of 6.56 million. So we are down from last week, but not considerably.
In the deserved. Same ballpark.
Yeah. What'd you say, Jen?
I said deserved.
Here we go.
You didn't like this episode?
Nope.
Damn.
No, I
another snoozer. Didn't you say season 5 was good? I'm waiting for the good to happen.
I thought season 5 was good. I was been enjoying these episodes.
I guess it's because we know where we're going.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's just like, what the fuck? Can we get there already, please?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I get it.
What's that movie quote that you like from the movie you like? Patience, Young Grasshopper or some shit like that? I don't know. A movie you've seen that I haven't? one of those. They say that in something.
There's a lot of those.
Well, I guess we'll figure out what you don't like about it. Probably starts in Marine, where I guess Barristan's going to have to charge this to the game.
Yep. Rip.
Oh, Ginge! R.I.P. to the legend.
Yeah.
You said
they were both still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. They both still be alive. Sad about it.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure it hit you real hard when he was just laying on that fume.
I mean, it didn't hit me real hard, but I was hoping that both of them would survive.
Yeah. Oh, well, now somebody's got to pay for it. Who shall it be?
Everybody, because there's nobody there to talk her out of anything that she's about to do stupid. The one person that could talk her out of this is dead, so.
You're not wrong. So, round everybody up. Start with the afro. Get him in the dungeon.
Can I tell you that this might be the biggest, like, turn of events in any episode ever? Like from start to finish, from where he starts in this episode to where he ends in this episode. Like, talking about the fucking come up. Like, that's the American dream. That's getting your 40 acres and a mule.
Meanwhile, she's going full Trump here.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking.
Ringing the dinner bell. I'm just going to fully just set one of you on fire. Just to show you guys that I'm not fucking around here, fellas.
And my dragons are hungry anyway. Might as well feed them.
Right?
And pissed off that they're chained up underground.
That too. Right?
While the other one is out flying around who knows where. Perhaps we'll find out.
Maybe.
Maybe, but Valar Morghulis, I'm not afraid to die. Do what you gotta do, sister.
That was the pickup line. That's what started it all.
Ginger Wright, too, I wrote down, this is really how Trump is behaving.
Yep.
Yeah.
We ain't really sure who what they are, but they kind of look like them, so we just gonna do this. They look like they're from the outside of the border. We'll just.
Anything else for Marine?
This is. Yeah, nah.
All right. Neat.
She does the thing, feeds the thing to the thing, and we're out.
Heck yeah, we get to see two out of three dragons. Fingers crossed that we get a hat trick. But first, at Castle Black, John's got a maester plan.
He's the one that's supposed to be making dad jokes.
I just make little fart noises and she
Right,
gets to giggling like a
I
motherfucker.
love to tell jokes yet.
Ain't gotta do that yet.
Well, let's start off with like a really good transition of Sam telling Maester Aemon about what Dany's up to. Did not mention that she's feeding people to her dragons. They don't know that yet. We do know time doesn't work that
Do
fast.
we know that?
Yeah, we don't know that.
And Maester Aemon is just, she's upset because obviously she's got nobody. It's just her.
This is kind of a sad scene. Like he's like really distraught about that.
Yep.
Like Targaryen out there alone by themselves.
And then John walks in.
Do you think he's known about them for a while? I can't remember if we talked if he's talked about Targaryens before.
Who, Aemon?
Yeah, if he's talked about Daenerys or.
Not really Danny, but like he's talked about his family.
Yeah, his family, but do you think
I
he
think
knew
he
about
talked about,
Daenerys before this?
I think he talked about, what was the brother's name?
Rhaegar?
No, her brother.
Viserys?
Yeah, him. I think he said his name before.
I can't remember. That's why
But
I
it was
was
like
asking.
super
I really was
early.
asking the question. I don't remember. You might be right.
He knew they were out there.
Okay. I couldn't remember if he did or if he didn't.
But it's like she's on her own. That dragon has three heads. But she's just one Targaryen. Interesting. Anyway, John's got to talk to Maester Aemon. So I need you to scoot on out of here, Sam. This is the most depressing line. 100-year-old man slowly freezing to death.
At
Like,
least he's like at peace with his fate.
yeah, he's like, I know that I can't stop it. And why would I want to?
Yeah, I'm 100. Like, staying here sucks. Y'all could have put me in the home. Like, this is worse than that. At least I can play fucking checkers there and shit.
John has something he wants to do and he needs some advice. To which Maester Aemon says, well, you're the Lord Commander.
That's
Yeah,
literally what
charge.
I put it in my notes before Eamon said that. I was like, bro, you're the commander now. Command. Don't matter if people like you or not.
Yeah, I think John is doing the right thing though, getting some advice from an older guy. And he tells him bluntly, like, they hate you anyway, man. Like,
Exactly.
do what you're gonna do.
Yeah. And what's he gonna do? He's gonna treat with Tormund, who looks humongous sitting across his table from John. But then when he stands up later, he does not look that much bigger than John.
Nah, it's all a facade.
He's gonna treat with Tormund because he wants to what? Save the free folk.
That's crazy.
I feel like this is gonna go over great. But he's gotta go get him. Tormund says that they're not gonna kneel. I don't fucking need him to. I just need them to fight. Can they do that? I mean, I know y'all like to do that. So, yeah. That most of the wildlings are at Hardhome. But Tormund's not going without John because, like,
Smart man.
they're not gonna
Smart
go.
man.
They're not gonna
Hey.
believe it from me.
Yeah, smart man. You want some shit done, you're gonna come do it yourself.
Right? And if it's a trap, you're going down too. So it's a win-win for me, friend.
But I do like that John is really focused on what's to come. Like, winter's coming. At least somebody's like trying.
He is. Because now he's got to gather men. That goes great. Even the guys who like fuck with him are kind of like, want to do this.
Man, you talk about pride getting in the way. Like,
Oh my
let's think about the big picture here, guys.
God. Like
I
my.
know they're all like, yeah, just let them die. But like, if they die, they're gonna turn into White Walkers, and then we're gonna have even more people to
Yeah.
fight.
Like, you're gonna fight them. Like, it's
Either
either you
way.
fight with them or you're gonna be fighting them anyway in a totally different state than what they've been in.
And that's probably a state you don't want to fight
Yeah,
them in,
you don't want to fight
considering the
them.
only way to kill them that we know of so far is using dragon glass.
And they ain't got much of that.
Not much at all.
But does Sam even still have his one little piece?
No, he dropped it. He stabbed a dude, dropped it, and left.
Yeah, like
Remember,
they ain't
I
got
got
none.
upset about it.
Matter of fact,
They ain't got none. He ain't even keep that shit as a souvenir.
of the time
Like, I would be carrying that thing on me every single day.
Yeah, I would have framed that bitch.
Yeah, like
Jin said he keeps that thing on him.
Got to.
Well, Sam suggests that the wildlings can be given abandoned villages, farmland. Of course, these villages are abandoned because they were pillaged. However, wealth gaps create crime. I'm just gonna say it. You put up a big wall and told them it was illegal for them to be on the other side of it. You created the crime.
You did.
What do you mean? Anyways, this is gonna be great. We're gonna go get the wildlings. Everything's gonna be great. Stannis is impressed. And it's hard to do that.
Stannis was more concerned about their incorrect grammar.
Yeah, I'll put it here. Stannis, the English teacher.
Yeah, like all
Yeah.
this they talking about, he's trying to correct their grammar.
Yes, because they sound dumb.
What do you expect from Stannis? Like, I didn't expect
Didn't
anything less.
expect him to say anything at all.
I
I find it funny though.
Well, John also has somebody else to definitely answer to because I think he might have lost an ally here with Ollie. Because
Man, I wanna reach so bad.
you want
I gotta take that I might be reaching. I wanna reach
please,
for James's sake.
please do.
Cause you skipped over something very important. I don't know if you did it purposely, that Aemon said to John. When he said, "Kill the boy, Jon Snow."
Oh yeah, because it wasn't gonna be my quote,
Oh
but
yeah, it was my quote as well.
it's
So
my
fuck
quote
it.
too.
No, we all got it. Fuck it. We'll talk about
And let the man be born.
it
Yep.
now. I figured that's like a quote, and I figured all three of us would have.
No, I'm cutting this quote short because I'm reaching. But is Ollie the boy?
Ollie's mad now.
Is Ollie the boy? James?
No.
Are you sure? Because like Ollie don't look too happy.
So
he's good with an
that
arrow.
little boy, ain't gonna do nothing.
Look, man. Ollie might be the boy. I'm reaching.
Nah, that's a big reach.
You made it. You reached the top of the refrigerator, and I'm proud of you. That's a good one. All right, well, that was gonna be my question though, because all of everything John is saying is valid. Everything he's saying. If we let them get the wildlings, now they're part of that army and we have to fight them anyway. And we're worse off fighting them because now they're harder to kill.
Yep.
But is this a mistake?
To go to Hardhome or the fact that they're not listening?
No, to go to Hardhome, I'm asking Ginge. Like, is John making a mistake? Like, he's got a point. These things need to be done,
Yeah.
but is it a mistake?
I think it is only because the last time he went there, he basically got Mance killed. So they're gonna be mad. And then he going back. And they can be like, no, this ain't happening again.
Okay.
But you gotta kill the boy, you know? So he's killing the boy and saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh man, those straws have been grasped. Anything else?
Only that he's doing the right thing. John's doing the right thing here.
He is
He's
doing.
doing the only thing he can do.
He is.
Like, you can't, like, what other option you have? You
He
sit
has.
there and die?
I mean, he has two choices. He can and he cannot.
Yeah, like, I
This
don't know.
is the right choice. I'm just asking, is it a mistake? Just because it's
Yeah.
right doesn't mean
Yeah, I don't think it's a mistake.
defense.
Even though I know what's gonna happen, I don't think it's a mistake. Like, if this was my first time watching it, I wouldn't think it was a mistake.
Ginge?
It could
You gotta build an
also be
army.
another mistake, though, is if what I say happens, where he goes there and they all like pissed off and they attack, John and whatever, and they're also bringing Stannis' ships there, and they take the ships, then Stannis' army is gonna have a really hard time taking King's Landing in the north. I know the ships probably won't have anything to do with the north. I don't know how close the north is to water, but the ships would be useful to take King's Landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, if like if
But
they take
who's,
the
when you say they take the ships, who's taking the ships? Like John and the men, or you talking about the
Yeah, no,
Night's Watch after the fact, or?
John is taking the ships up with him
Yeah.
to transport the people back down.
But you're saying, like, what if they keep the ship? Like,
And
what
I'm saying is, if
John.
John dies, the wildlings are going to keep the ships, and then Stannis ain't gonna have no ships.
Okay,
Or
I
at
see what you're
least
saying. Okay, I
less
was
ships, I
confused on
should
what you
say.
were talking about. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'm saying like if they decide not to go through with John and they just ki kill everybody and take the ships.
Okay. That's
I
it.
wish I.
There's a lot of consequences that could happen.
And when I think of Hardhome and like the ships, like I wish I knew like on the map where that was, like in relation to everything else. Like, is Hardhome an island, I guess?
An island, it's a port.
Okay. Like
The book,
I know what it looks like, and I can picture it. It's just confusing in terms of like
it's
the
like a,
way we've seen the North from this point.
it's, well, I mean, because you only see like so much of the map, but like the north is in water, like there's water, so it's just like a port on water,
Okay.
but.
Because all we've seen so far in the series is just nothing but fucking wilderness.
Yeah, because the
Yeah.
way, well, the way the book describes Hardhome is as being like the only true city beyond the wall. Like it was meant, like it's not a city, but that's what it was meant to be. Like it was meant to be a port city beyond the wall.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm picturing Hardhome, like from when we see it.
Yeah.
You say it's supposed to be a city, like,
Well, yeah, because especially
okay.
think about the fact that there's, this isn't really a spoiler because you know we're going, but like when you think of the fact that there's literally a gate, there's a wall.
I look. This is. Let me
Wall.
tell you. I remember the wall in the back part. This is how I remember Hardhome. A mountain, there's a wall right in front of the mountain, and then a hut. And that's fucking Hardhome.
It's it
So
did
when you,
not make it there.
yeah, so when you say it's a city, like I just picture that. Like I picture
Yeah.
the mountain that's behind the wall, and then the hut that's in front of the wall.
That's basically it. But yeah, that's what it was supposed to be. Didn't turn out that way, and it'll be fun to go there. First.
Really?
Yeah, they took the assets from Craster's Keep and just moved them over. She hates me.
I think. All right. Well, first though, in Winterfell, Wanda and Cosmo are still looking out for Sansa. Thank
I like that.
God.
That was pretty good.
Yes, Brienne is watching Winterfell. She is not blinking. Pod just got back probably from fucking the innkeeper's daughter or something. Good for him.
Possibly.
He had a lot of swag in this too. But yeah, so a man comes in, a northerner, been here all his life, knows the Starks. I have a message for Sansa. What could it be? But you don't even have to do this. Like Pod points out, like you don't owe her mom anything. Like she's dead. Does death
Yeah,
really
Paz is ready to move on. He's like, can we just go do something else?
right?
Like, I don't want to spend the next year sitting in a fucking tower just looking at a city.
Not even a city, just a castle.
Yeah, just a
True.
castle. I don't want to sit here and watch paint dry.
Does death release her from this oath?
I think so. I think death releases people of their oaths.
What do you think?
And depends.
It depends on
Depends. Depends on no.
does death
This motherfucker
do
Googling. No,
anything?
I would say, like, if I were to tell Lauren, like, I'll dedicate my life to making sure her kids live and she dies, like, I dedicated my life. I still owe her that.
So, generally, death does not release someone from an oath or a vow unless the oath explicitly allows for it.
Boom. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. I was right.
Perfect. That we will stick a pin in.
And that is top tier podcasting. We bring you answers on the fly.
Well, we're gonna take care of Sansa, but first, should Sansa be more scared of Ramsay or Miranda?
Yo, Miranda. At this point, this is at this point in this episode, like just right now, Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda. Like we already know what happens when Miranda gets jealous, and she is very jealous.
I just want to point out that that woman is thin.
She is very thin.
The hip bone.
Yes, that thing is sticking out. Like,
It
God dang, eat something, girl.
even you can see all the bones up here when she when he had like at her by the neck when he like pulled her back.
Yeah, bro, like
she was what is she, the is she the Red Queen on Stars, the Spanish Queen, one of those. She was in one of those Stars shows as
Well,
like one of those.
the only Star shows I watched was Spartacus.
was it American Gods?
No, like it's one of those, like, because they did like the White Queen, the Spanish Queen, I think it was. Anyways, she was amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
over
know
my
that
head.
prestige drama. Yuck. Anyways, Ramsay is now not going to marry Miranda, obviously, because he's going to marry the girl with the name. Like, what do, sister? Your dad raises dogs. What am I supposed to do with that?
But you can't go marry anybody either.
Yeah, right? No. No, we're still
That's
fine.
man behavior right there.
Yeah, that's 100%. But you talk about toxic relationship, like, God damn.
Yeah, that too.
I love a little toxicity in my relationship. It's some razzle dazzle to it. But like, ooh, yikes.
Yo, in your 20s, you can handle that. That's how you know they're young. Like in their 20s, that's cool in their 20s. When Ramsey hits 30, like he's gonna be like, yeah, you know what?
I
Ain't
don't
for me no more. I need some peace.
have I need some peace.
Well, Ramsay's looking forward to his wedding night. Coolsies. Anyway, Sansa gets her message. the North remembers. So she can put a candle in the highest window of the broken tower where her brother
I was
fell.
gonna say, isn't that where Bran
Yeah,
fell?
I wrote that down too. I
Yeah.
couldn't remember if it was or not, but I was like, that looks fucking familiar.
And then someone will come to save her. So, of course, she goes to look at the broken tower with her whole chest out. It is cold out here, Sansa. Please.
Well, she made that dress. Like, it
She did, and it's a gorgeous dress. Those
is. She's trying to be cute.
and is too cute, in
Yeah,
fact,
she
because
cute.
now Miranda has her attention. So, Miranda has something to show her.
Yeah, and this is where I, if I were her, it's, yo,
Yeah,
how
like
stupid, like, what are we doing?
you don't even know who
What are
this
we doing?
lady is, and you're like, okay, yeah, I'll go with you
Right?
down this
I hear all
dark
these,
hall with the dogs. Like,
yeah,
bitch, why
barking
are you
dogs and
walking down
growling
through
dogs. Like,
there?
what are we doing? I would have saw the first dog and be like, you know what? I'm good. When I thought
Especially
about it, now, no, we're good. I'll stay right here. You bring it to me.
survival skills low. She need to
Zero.
level them up.
Yeah, Sansa is like,
Yeah.
this is
Especially when she turned around and Miranda was gone.
Yeah,
That's the point where I've been like, oh, me too.
no, but you keep walking. Once they, you know,
Sweet girl. My poor sweet girl.
how old is she at this point? Like, come on now.
15.
Old enough to have some goddamn common sense.
I mean, like, she should at least be scared of a bunch of howling, ravenous.
Yeah, like, you mean to tell me all this shit Littlefinger had taught you? We ain't learned nothing like this. All this grooming that's been happening. We ain't teach you to not walk down the dark alley. Got it.
Wasn't on the syllabus.
Well, good news though. What's waiting for her at the end of this dark hall is Theon. I mean, Reek.
This is a familiar face.
Yeah, she's not super happy to see him though.
Now, when this part of the scene, I questioned, like, does she know what he did there? And then, of course, later it's answered, but I couldn't remember if she remembered that or she knew that or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but he tells her she shouldn't be here, and
He's
yeah.
right.
Apparently he was right.
Good advice.
And now Reek dresses Ramsay. Of course he's gonna tell Ramsay because Ramsay's gonna find out. I better get ahead of this.
Well, it was kind of the other way around, wasn't it?
What?
He didn't really tell Ramsay. Ramsay kind of was like,
He was like, she saw me. He's like, do you have something to tell me? She saw me. He didn't try to keep it from him.
he didn't say it right away, because he was like, Reek, and then he was like, she saw me.
Listen, that's basically telling. Do you know what I have to do to get out of my kids that somebody did something?
Good for them.
No, not.
Good for them. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
your
that.
opinion will
That's
change when your kid gets old.
how me and my siblings were. We gonna do some stupid shit, but let it stay between us. Good for them.
Nobody knows who did it. Something's always getting done, but nobody knows who did it.
Now, when I have, if I ever have multiple kids, my stance may change in this. But at the point now, good for them. I tell Alexis and Ryan that all the time. I'm like, whatever y'all do, keep it to yourselves. Don't tell your mom everything.
I mean, yeah, that I agree with for sure.
Yo, I tell Katie that. Like, she be telling her mom way too much information. I'm like, yo, no.
Oh, they're close. That's cute.
Yeah.
TJ, what do you
Yes.
think was more awkward? Michael Scott's dinner party or this one?
Close. It's close. Maybe Michael Scott's.
Because of the TV.
I was gonna say only because the TV was so small.
Yeah. And they smashed it. Okay. All right. Also, there was music. You're
Right.
right. You're right. Mike's is worse. However, this is definitely a very, very close second.
Yeah,
So
it's close.
Yeah, a lot of things happen. First of all, Sansa has changed her dress. She's wearing like an old dress. Like, this looks like the dress that we first saw her in, or like similar to that. It's like a callback to that. Hope this doesn't mean that she's just like
I love how me and James was like nodding,
patterns.
and we neither one of us paid attention to that shit.
Sure did.
Wow. You don't pay attention to what the women are wearing. I cannot believe it. Wow. Color me shocked. Anyway, what page am I on? Jesus. All right.
Page one.
Thank you.
Because there's only one page worth of notes.
I just scroll, you know.
Whatever. Whatever, you kids and your devices and note taking strategies. Learn to do it by hand like the rest of us. I'll do it.
My outlining days are long gone. And I can't read my own handwriting, so I would legit have to take notes or watch every episode like 10 minutes before so I can remember. I jot down shit at work and I go back the next day and I'm like,
What does this say?
fuck it. I have no idea.
Did a serial killer come by here and write this?
It's horrible.
That's so sad. So Walda, first of all, like, hey, I know it must be strange to be in this new place. Actually, bitch,
Smiles.
this is my motherfucking house. Who are you? Anyways, guess who else is coming to dinner? As if
Boy,
this
Reek.
awkward enough. Guess what? Reek's here. Yay! Reek's here to pour the wine and to offer Sansa a heartfelt apology for murdering her brothers. How kind of him. What is Ram like, what's Ramsay's point? Is it just the cruelty? Is
It's
that the
just, yeah,
point?
it's
Why
just the
does Roose
torment.
never, why does Roose never stop him in the moment?
No, but like, all right,
Because
so
his
during
face
this,
says it all.
no,
Like,
this face, he looked nervous to me. Like,
oh, he looks disgusted to me. I wrote down he was disgusted with Ramsay.
yeah. He's like, and he keeps his eyes on him, like he's watching him the whole time. And like, Jinj, you asked that, like, I have a theory that I came up with when he was having that conversation, like that when he has the conversation he has with Ramsay about what his mom did. Like, or like what he did to Ramsay's mother, rather.
He gets it
Oh.
honest.
Yeah,
Yeah.
pretty much. It's definitely a nature versus nurture thing, and both of those were working against him. Theon apologizes for Bran Rickon. Everything's out in the open. We're all square. Walda's got some good news. We're having a baby. Ba-da-da-da. Yeah.
Roose like flips that. I mean, Ramsay like flips that look that Roose was giving him. Onto them
When
now.
she said that, I thought bro was about to go nuts. Yeah. It's just
Maybe
a moment
I'm
'cause,
gonna.
like, I wouldn't have been surprised if he pulled a knife and just started stabbing her.
Well, here's my next reach for y'all. Is this what Amos talk about when he says kill the boy? Like, was he really talking to Roose? Like, kill the boy.
That's a further reach than Ollie.
That might be a closer reach than Ollie. Maybe closer.
Well, before we get the story of Ramsay's conception, we get some casual fat shaming. That's fun. And then,
Again, kill the boy, Roost.
because then we find out like Roose actually. Perhaps the boy should kill Roose.
Somebody in Roose's past should have killed the boy and took Roose out.
Truthfully, what an awful, horrible, evil human being. Wow.
And you know the crazy thing is, like, we understand that his house is like the Flayed Man, we understand that he kind of like stabbed Robb Stark, kind of stabbed Robb Stark in the back and got him killed. But did y'all see this in Roos?
No.
Yeah, like this is kind of
I said,
shocking, right?
oh, he a psychopath too.
Like he's always been like stoic in his actions. Like he doesn't look like the I'm just gonna rape a woman under the tree and then kill her.
Well, that's
Like,
not.
or not really kill her, but
It's not like he. It's not like he like ran up on her and did it. Like he found out that they got married without his permission. And
even worse,
like, yeah,
kinda.
like he mani like
Like,
complete, like he was very calculating about it. But it's like you see that like Ramsay didn't get it from nowhere. Like
also true.
Bruce is calculated and manipulative, but he's also just fucking gross.
Yeah, but speaking of calculated and manipulative, next thing Roose tells Ramsay is, you know, let's win this war.
And there's
And you'll keep your position.
my question, because he knows, like, obviously, once he says the Maester thinks that it's a boy, he knows what the fucking deal is. Like he's been watching this kid his whole life. So like, is he gassing Ramsay up to go fight Stannis? Because it's like, well, if you die, you die. Like, I got a spare now. Or is he gassing Ramsay up because it's like one in the hand's worth two in the bush? Like, I don't know that this baby's gonna make it yet, so I gotta keep you close. Or
I think he's just gassing him up because he can just tell him that, and Ramsay's gonna do everything he can to win
Yeah,
that
but
war.
like, but he's gonna do everything he can to win it. But like, what's his ultimate plan for Ramsay? Like, is he ultimately going to replace Ramsay after this? Is this baby gonna make it that long? He's gonna replace him? Because like Ramsay's that's Ramsay's biggest fear right now.
Rightly
No
so.
longer being
Yeah.
there.
And it kind of has been since the beginning, since even when he was still a Snow. It's like he was saying all the time, like, I'm just a Snow. Like, I'm kind of nothing. Then he gets the name, and now.
Yeah, so now he know like before he didn't have anything to lose. Now he has something to lose. Like if Roose had a boy before when he was a Snow, Ramsay didn't lose anything. Ramsay loses everything now. So how dangerous is Ramsay?
He's very dangerous. Like, we've seen him fight the Ironborn. Like, he's no slouch.
I'm saying, like, to his dad.
After this conversation, not really.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, is that what Stannis is doing? Like, Stannis. Is
Yes. Well,
that what Bruce
Roose.
is?
Yeah, for sure.
I
Bruce
don't think
to keep him
Roose.
happy because he's a little bit scared.
See, I don't think Ramsay would do something to Roose. I think he would do something to the baby.
I think he's got to do something to Roose. But I don't know how you would do something to the baby and not have repercussions.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of stuff you can accidentally do to Walt.
Let's be real here. Like, I think Roose knows Ramsay well enough to know if something were to happen to that baby, like Ramsay did it.
I mean, yeah.
But is he gonna say anything?
But
What's he gonna say? There's no that he doesn't have an heir now. What's he gonna do?
kill him? I don't know.
Kill him and then do what? He
Go
doesn't.
get another Frey girl. Like they're plentiful over there.
If Ramsay, right, you're right. Go get another. Because if Ramsay shoves Walda down some stairs, and she either like something happens to the baby or something happens to her, double good. Like Ramsay's no longer a threat to Roose. So it's like he really wouldn't like, would he care? Like he's not gonna kill him. Cause like now Ramsay's not a threat to me.
Oh, yeah, you got a point.
Go
I
get
see your point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an interesting dynamic between these two now.
It very much is. And it's only an interesting dynamic because, like, I feel like in Ramsay's mind, he feels like he's trying to like make Roose happy and be a good son. And then in Roose's mind, it's like, what can I get out of this kid to
Obviously.
benefit me?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, we'll see if they can beat Stannis. What do you think, Ginge?
No, they ain't being
Like he
Stannis.
said quickly. Absolutely not.
No.
Do you think they're not disciplined enough?
No, I just think that the North isn't gonna back them.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
he's
perfect.
literally just gonna have his own, gonna have to use his own people, which is not the entire North.
Okay.
And then the people have already told Sansa, like, the North is with you, so if Sansa really wanted to, she could just be like, hey, go up there to put the little candle in the window and be like, hey, help Stannis out.
But that's Brienne.
Or would it be that the North would rally towards the Boltons because Sansa's there? Would they do that to protect Sansa?
No, because I feel like the North would know that Sansa would be more in trouble being with Roose than they would be with Stannis' army attacking.
But how do you safely get her out when she's there, held up in the castle? Like, if you just send men to go to war, like, what's stopping Ramsay's crazy ass from just killing her right then and there?
Her name.
Because, yeah, the Stark has to stay alive because the Stark has to be in Winterfell.
It's dark. Yes.
So, like,
Was...
that her name
Uh,
alone is
again,
saving her from
again,
everything.
what's stopping Ramsay Bolton, like, the kid with no limits?
He still needs his stuff.
Her name.
Her name
Like, he's already talked about to the girl about how like she is important.
for
I
now
need to do this.
when things are going right. But if shit goes south, but that's what I'm
No.
saying, like, if the North just comes
Listen.
coming down on Winterfell, because we have not seen in the midst of this war what Stannis knocking on the Bolton's door is Roose pulling together North men to try to get some kind of alliance.
Well, we already know that the Mormons are out. Like Bear Island is completely out. They've already said they only bow to Starks. So a lot of the rest of the North is like that.
Yeah, but that's my thing. Like, let's just say the Mormonts come from Bear Island to come capture Sansa and take her back. What's stopping them from killing her then?
Because they got
At that point, they're at
she already
that
has
point
people
they're
on
at
the
war.
inside though.
Okay, a fragile old lady and a fragile old
That's all
man.
we've seen, but they keep telling her the North is with her. You are not
Yeah,
alone.
I get it.
So, assumption would be that there's people already there because they're telling her, you call, we will answer.
Correct. Correct. I get
So
that.
you're not gonna sit there and call somebody and then a month later they finally show up.
But the people are Brienne and Pod. Brienne and Pod are the people. She said she needed to get a message to Sansa. That was the message. She's watching them. Like, so is Brienne gonna help Stannis?
That's the real test of.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's the real test out of the oath.
that oath. Yeah,
I
because
think
there's another oath she's got to uphold.
I think she would.
Is she gonna like?
I think she would to save Sansa, and then once Sansa is safe, then she'll turn her attention.
I don't know. I don't know if Brienne is like that though. I feel like if Brienne sticks to a side, like, she's on that side.
No, and it's like there's two oaths she needs to fulfill. Sansa's safe, Stannis dead.
So you fight with Stannis. So she thinks Brienne is going to be the type of person to fight with Stannis and then stab him in the back after.
That's not stabbing him in the back. She doesn't serve Stannis.
She's
She's fulfilling her.
literally as a means to an end.
That's what she's been telling everybody. I don't serve the Starks. I serve Lady Catelyn.
Correct, correct.
I don't serve the Baratheons. I serve Renly. So it's not.
I just don't see her as the type to be like riding on a fucking horse beside Stannis, fighting right beside this man, and then right afterwards, like, yeah, I'm just gonna kill him now.
No,
Well,
like I feel like she would literally just use the chaos of war to get in there.
okay, so, but my point is, she's already said multiple times she's gonna still kill Stannis.
Right. But I don't think like in that if that were to happen at the same time Stannis comes and then she's trying to get Sansa out, she would get Sansa out first.
Okay. And then,
Then
like, a
worry about
year later or
Stannis.
so, we're coming back to fight again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Okay.
I'm sitting here thinking, y'all talking about, like, she's gonna, right after the fight, be like, hey, you, come here.
No.
Congratulations. Knife to the belly. Like,
Castle Black, that's not a library. This is a library.
that
I'll show my
was a that was a play off of Crocodile Dundee, TJ.
Thank you.
Never seen it.
That's
You
not a
don't.
knife.
I've
No,
actually.
that's a knife.
I've never seen Crocodile Dundee, but I know that's a knife.
God damn, man.
Come on, man. The
You're.
dude
This
pulls
is.
out like a tiny knife and he
Nah, man.
pulls out a dang Bowie knife.
This is what pisses me off. Because I look bad that I don't watch these movies. She ain't seen these motherfuckers either, man. She just knows the words. Like, what the fuck?
It's gotta be like top 50 most quotable quote.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Oh, TJ. Maybe that should be the next podcast is like we just teach TJ
Yeah,
pop culture he doesn't know.
dude.
Speaking of pop culture you don't know, this weekend Star Wars Episode 3 is going to be re-released in the
So I was
theaters.
right. I called it.
You did?
Yeah, when you were talking, I don't know if my Discord is messing up, but you were talking about it in Discord, and I was like, oh, is a Star Wars movie re-releasing?
Oh, yeah. Where I said I might go see two movies this weekend.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's Star Wars. Yeah.
What's
I
the
didn't
other?
even
Yeah,
hear
that's
you
what I
say
said.
that. I
Yeah.
didn't hear you say that.
What's the other movie?
The Accountant 2.
Looks adorable. Is he on the
The.
spectrum?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
he's got Ben Affleck's character
Okay, yeah.
is autistic, like, and he's got OCD and like a bunch of other
Oh,
stuff.
so but he's basically Monk, like Adrian Monk.
Yeah,
Okay. I'll give it.
kinda, yeah.
Or it's like Rain Man, but it's an action movie.
Yeah, it's like
All right.
he's a killer.
Oh, party.
Yeah.
I thought Rain Man was a retard.
Rain Man with
Was
special needs.
on the spectrum.
Okay, I guess my reference went over y'all's head.
Yep.
Damn it, we talk about quotable fucking movies. The fuck? I'm so pissed off right now. How have y'all not fucking seen The Hangover?
Hangover
The
about it.
Hangover movies were garbage.
Oh, they're fucking amazing.
Nope.
I loved the first one.
Yeah, the first one. It's in the first one. They were riding the car. They were talking about Rain Man. He was like, Rain Man bankrupted the casino, and he was a retard. He said a retard. That was like the funny part about it.
Oh, Rain Man,
Oh
good
my
movie.
God, man. I should have come
Anyways,
sweating.
are we we're done with Castle Black?
I'm taking my ball and going home.
I'm gonna take my bong and go home. Anyways, you guys, the library. This was about
How do we this
Yo, man.
what
Yo,
happened?
we got a way off topic.
What the? I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We are at Castle Black. We are talking about books. Is this every book there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And poor Gilly doesn't know how to do anything. So sorry. And Sam's like, no. We actually probably would have froze to death without you. So
Yo,
you're great.
Sam right here is just like me, getting so frustrated when somebody doesn't know something that is like common knowledge, but not common knowledge because,
I don't.
they're not from here. And then they're like, oh, wait. Yeah, you're good. You're cool. You're cool.
That's literally parenting.
Yeah,
That's exactly what parenting is. Because you're like, you should just know how to potty. You don't know how to just sit and just go.
Yeah, like you should know how to do this.
Stannis comes in to talk to Sam. And TJ, remember when you were like one of these families that has a Valyrian steel sword? Should it? And I was just like, no, that dude's kind of a badass.
That's right.
Man to beat Robert in battle. Like, that's pretty impressive for an
It
ass.
is. It is.
Yeah.
A real piece of shit. What?
We haven't seen him yet either, right?
We haven't, but
Just
we.
wait, James. Wait. Wait to see this man.
Yeah.
And remember that he beat Robert in battle.
He's a scared. Okay, I feel like you'll probably. I don't know that you'll recognize him from something, but I'm sure you will. And you'll be like, oh,
I don't recognize him from anything, and he's all 4 feet
I get it.
tall.
Because,
And he
like,
beat
he's all 4 feet tall.
Once you see him, you'll be like, oh, I understand he beat Robert in battle because, like, Robert doesn't think before he acts.
You're gonna be like, this man's 3'6". How did he beat fucking Robert in battle?
No, he can't be 3'6" because that carrying 3'6".
Ain't much taller. Three
Yeah,
seven then. 3'7" and a half.
well, his daddy can fight, but he doesn't read, just like most men. And we find out that Sam slayed a white with obsidian. Turns out they've got it on Dragonstone.
Makes sense. Dragon glass, dragon stone.
There it is. Now, why do they call it that? Who knows? And why does it kill White Walkers? Keep on reading, Sam. Sam says, well, I'm gonna do that anyway because that's just how I am.
This is the moment where I told myself, you know what? Stannis should be king.
Read on.
So.
Of all of the options that we have left.
Of all the options we've had since the first
You're
fucking episode.
right.
Like, let's be real here.
I mean, at one point it seemed like maybe Danny would be good, right? Okay, no, okay. Well, those are some faces you guys are making.
No, not yet. If at
She's
all. She can't focus on the right thing.
okay.
Like Daenerys, you know, she'd be queen and then she'd see a butterfly go one way and she's, oh my God, a butterfly. Let me go free it for 5 seasons.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Let me go free that squirrel for 5 seasons. But
Okay.
nah, he should have been king. He's it.
Stannis is our best option. And he's about to ride off because he cannot take King's Landing without taking Winterfell. So, first, he talks about the advantage that they have at the moment. They have more men, they're well rested, they've been eating the Night's Watch food for God knows how long.
Yeah, we don't know.
Now
A
is
week, 2 weeks. We don't
right.
know how long he's been there.
We gotta go before the snow falls, man. Before like the snow gets really bad on the ground because this is their turf, not ours. We have to play to our advantage. Let's move. And we're also not gonna leave the queen and the princess here. They're gonna come with us too. Ginge, was that a face you made?
Yeah.
Was that about them bringing Selyse and
Yeah.
what is the face?
Yeah, 'cause I think 'cause I think Melisandre got a plan for them being there at this battle.
Any speculation about what the plan is?
I think she's gonna just use them as like a extra motivation tool.
So you think Stannis' reasoning is true for him, but she has different plans.
Right.
Okay.
I think she like stand when you need to have your wife and your daughter come. Because remember, she tells the mom and she's like, hey, your daughter, like you have to be there.
But Stannis' reason to Davos is quite
So.
legit. Like, these
Oh,
men are rapers and
like
killers. I'm not leaving my daughter.
absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with
Do
that.
you think that she's in danger still anyway?
Yeah, I mean, but how do we define danger? Like, what's
I mean,
is there levels to danger?
I mean, that's dangerous as it
But
is.
is there is there
But
yeah, but are there levels to it?
yes,
Like, yeah,
dangerous.
I mean, it just depends. Like, do we want to leave her behind with rapers and killers, or do we just put her at the end of the battle and hope we win?
Yeah, especially with Jon Snow on his way out.
Yeah, like John ain't even there to
Yes,
watch you.
Stannis is generously providing him. Stannis, really, you're right. It should have been Stannis.
He
Like,
sees the big picture. He's the only one so far that's like literally like seen the big picture about everything.
Ned had it right from the beginning. Like, Stannis is the king. Stannis deserves. Like, yes, he's rough around the edges.
Sometimes that's what you need, man. Sometimes, you know.
Yes, he's probably gonna burn a lot of people alive once they get to King's Landing and he takes it and they won't switch their religion. Sure. But
We can start with the High Sparrow there. I'd be all for it. I support that.
I mean, your
Not a fan.
own but
But yes.
Davos and Melisandre have a stare down. That's neat. Like, no love lost between those two.
What don't negate Davos looking so cute interacting with the daughter.
So
That
adorable.
was. That was. And once again, this is why you bring her, because she at least has Davos.
Okay, to be her personal
Keep her
bodyguard.
company. Nah, he ain't got no fingers. He got like nubs. Can't. He's good. Unless you give him one of those pirate swords that have the little hook at the bottom. Like, you can just, you know, loop that shit over.
My God, because he's on they're only cut off at the knuckle, so
Yes, correct. So he can still.
hooks.
Yeah, like.
No, like you could put hooks on each finger.
He could be Freddy
Yeah. He could,
Krueger.
yeah, because it could still work.
Yeah.
He could be Edward Scissorhand.
Like, yes, like, see, like this is the not like, and now, see,
Wolverine.
Yeah.
you don't see the vision, and I don't.
I see it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Anyway, Gilly sadly waves goodbye to Shireen.
That was kind of sad too, not gonna lie.
Wasn't sad the way Selyse looked at her, though. Like, filthy bitch, what? You and your mongrel child, go away. All right, well, John got his ships. Mel gives him a last little wink before little wink and a tip before she leaves. How delightful. All these men are marching to Winterfell. They're gonna have a battle. Gingy's already made his prediction, right? Like, is
Kinda.
Stannis gonna win? Is he taking Winterfell?
Yes. Yes.
I love it. Marine. Grey Worm just learned this language, and he is managing to tell Missandei that if he died, he would be upset because he would never see her again. So, once again, ladies, if
You
he
ain't like the love story, James?
No, I did. That was my quote.
he
Oh.
would. I didn't do the whole quote, but like, if he wanted to, he would. So, if he's not, dump him. The end.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm confused on what you said.
You want him to die?
No. I said,
Say that again. Say that again.
I can't stand wrong.
I was too busy looking at James's face.
You ruined my intro. Forget it. Anyways, Grey Worm's a good man, and the rest of you are nonchalant and awful.
And don't listen to women, apparently.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure don't. I just men in my house not listening to me. What do you mean? All right. Well, Missandei and Grey Worm have their lovely reunion. He finds out Barristan died. And then they, touch mouth.
Yeah.
About time.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And then Missandei gives Danny some advice. Sometimes you know what's better. I think Cersei would probably benefit by having like other women around her, but she's jealous of women, so that's not gonna work.
Cersei can't do that.
Yeah, see what happens when you're not jealous of women? You get good advice from other women.
Was a good advice though.
Yeah,
It's
I think what she does here is dumb.
like she gave her good advice, but then Danny makes like, does she take the advice? Like, what is she? Did she interpret it
Yeah,
wrong?
this right
Like,
here is
is this what you
dumb.
thought she was talking about?
You don't think this is a better choice?
Let me ask you a question. Let me
Absolutely.
ask you a question, Laura. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
This was a time frame when you were like on a boat or something. You met this guy. He pissed you off. You hung him by his legs over top of the water over some sharks or some shit. And then you came to thought and you were like, you know what? I'm gonna marry this bitch. Let me get him back. Like, is that something we do here?
Let me explain to you. Okay, let's say, okay, I'm on a boat, right? And I've hung him over. Okay, well, he and then while he's hanging over, like while I'm dangling him over, he says to me, "I have a first class cabin and spas paid for the rest of the week, and I also have like unlimited drinks." Oh, yeah. I
Is
can
this the
but in
Titanic
this but in this
storyline?
but in this case he tells you, hey, my daddy owned slaves and I want the fighting pits open, like
Only free men in the fighting pits. So,
mean,
you're useful to me.
don't know,
I mean,
man.
you. I mean, my husband. So here we are.
You're the wrong person to ask. I shouldn't have brought up the own slaves thing. Like, you're the wrong person to ask.
Mortgage is paid. No, he wasn't. No. There's no generational wealth here.
That
Generational wealth, but there's generational curses
Okay.
that he...
Long as that mortgage check clears. Danny does admit to being wrong in this instance. And so, yes, she reopens the fighting pits only for freed men. And she gets her a husband. Now, Jorah's on his way over there. How's he gonna feel? Dario, what's she gonna do about Dario?
Can I make one more just analogy about this free man only in the fighting pits?
Please do.
This is when Trump announces tomorrow that only white men in NFL. Oh man. We're missing out on the best athletes here, all right? Let's not limit the pool.
The DEI NFL.
Let's not limit the pool here. Oh man.
All right, well, Judge, you think it's a mistake. Why is it a mistake?
Just think it's stupid. Like,
The fighting pits or the marriage?
oh, the marriage. No, the
Oh
fighting pits, I'm cool with.
yeah, the marriage is fucking
The
stupid.
marriage,
What are
stupid.
you getting?
Stupid. I
It's so dumb.
it is an olive branch. Marriages are about treaties. She's trying to combine these two houses, essentially. She's like, if I marry him, it's a sign of goodwill that I'm willing to work with them because my husband is one of them.
This is another reason for her to just kill somebody, kill one of them in front of them again. Because when he pisses her off, she's gonna be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna kill you in front of your own people, like I did the other guy.
This is like a foreigner marrying a citizen so that they can get a so they can get citizenship.
This is a green card marriage.
Yeah,
This is kind of is a green card marriager.
Sure. This is
I don't like it. I don't
literally.
like it. I think she's dumb.
That's stupid.
Wow. We'll see, I guess. But the fighting pits are gonna open. Yay.
Like, they should have just never closed them and just taken the rule, the number one rule from Fight Club.
Don't talk about the
Don't
fight.
talk about Fight Club.
I ain't never seen it, but I do know that reference.
Okay. We're proud of you.
I'm batting like 333 right now.
Not
We're
even.
good. We're good.
That's
This is a good average.
it?
Yeah.
It's, I don't think that that's where you are, though. Okay. On the Smoking Sea, Old Valyria is the prequel series we need, actually. Thank you so much.
Do
Appreciate it.
we?
Yes. I don't care if the dragons look like shit. I need the Old Valyria series where the Targaryens are like nobodies. And like we
Yeah, I'm
some
good.
whole new lore. Yes, please. Also, I'm really into like mythology, and that's what it hits me as.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, we're on the Smoking Sea. We're telling depressing, we're like reciting depressing poetry. That's fun.
That was a moment. I'll tell you that. I enjoyed that.
Did you?
I did.
Because Tyrion was so shocked that he could finish it. He's like,
Hell yeah.
three?
Hell yeah. This is like, I became friends with a guy because like we started talking and I didn't like him at first. And then he said an Outkast lyric to me. And I was like, you know what? Quote my book.
Wow,
True story.
bridging the divide.
It did. It did.
But Tyrion, unfortunately, is also going through withdrawal because he has not had wine in a while. And
Yeah,
this.
is this the first time him waking up since Jorah punched him? Because it kind of, to me, it felt like the way he was talking, like this man had been knocked out for 3 days straight.
Well,
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but it seems like it's like he was knocked out for 3 days straight, but then he wasn't really mad that he was knocked out for 3 days straight, so he started saying a poem. Like, I don't.
time passed. How else are you gonna pass the time? What do you do?
You punch me in my face. I ain't talking to you the rest of the time.
Yeah, like, bro, like,
There's no coming back from that. I'm sorry.
do to stop.
Myself, I'll look at my reflection in that water. Me and myself have a good old conversation.
Oh,
well, Drogon flies over, so we have another Drogon sighting. We did see all
Yeah.
three dragons in this episode.
I guess that's where he's been hanging out.
Yeah.
Tyrion face, like he does a really good job. Peter Dinklage does a good job there.
Of making those tennis balls look like he's seeing a dragon for
Yeah,
real.
like that was yeah. He was in awe of the little whatever they flew over top of him
Yeah,
in the production.
he was so in awe that he didn't see that statue come to life behind him and jump into the water. And now we meet the stone men, Gingy. Now we've heard about Grayscale a lot this season. What did you think of like seeing the effect of Grayscale?
Well, at first I didn't make the connection that stone people were grayscale, and then like when I finally like actually looked at the dude, I was like, oh, that's what old chick got. Old chick got.
Yo, imagine now that you see that, like, why the fuck would you just send her there? Like,
Right?
what the fuck?
There. Y'all don't have like a home, like a tuberculosis ward or something?
Or a shed, just take her to the back in the shed, like old Yeller, and just put her out of her misery.
Yeah,
He won't go send that dog with the rest of the rabid dogs. He's just put her out of her misery. Shit.
well, as they fight the stone men, Tyrion is pulled under the water. Fade to black. Did you think it was done?
No.
I got some problems with this part.
But I am confused because, like, he says he didn't get touched, but he did get touched. So is it only like skin contact, I'm assuming then?
Yeah.
But like,
But again, here's my question. How the fuck you ain't get touched in that situation?
But I guess he's got on boots and pants.
At some point in time, going underneath the water, jump underwater, and your shirt's gonna rise up. Like,
Well, he was grabbing onto his feet, though. Nah. Anyway.
it would have brought a shirt up, so.
Anyway, he's alive. Turns out somebody did get touched. It was Jorah. Now what? Now what, girl?
And now what? That's the real question.
Need to put himself out of his misery.
Well, we're gonna find some things out about it now. Well, we should, unless it gets forgotten about. But we should at least find out how fast this shit spreads.
Right? Because, like, he
We
just
still
got.
don't know that.
It's all, I mean, it's already showing up. Poison ivy doesn't work like that, does it?
That was quick.
Oh, I don't know.
I
Never
don't.
had it.
But then again, we also don't know how long they were on that beach. Like, that could have been a week passed by.
Right, because we just
True,
talked
because
about how he.
we don't know how time works.
We didn't know how long Tyrion was knocked out. Like, he could have been on that beach for a week.
So you want to talk about mistakes? Here's a rough one. Because, like, Tyrion was already on his way there, Jorah. You could have just followed him. Now look at you. Now y'all gotta walk. Don't you feel dumb?
And we don't even know where the fuck they're at this point.
Which, by the way, speaking of mistakes, I do want to let y'all know to like just make a note of like where you think everybody's biggest mistakes are, because it's gonna come up in the recap episode in our creative.
I actually like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Did
Yeah.
you just think of that, or had you had that
No,
in the
I've
tub?
been thinking of it for weeks, and then
Okay.
I forget to text you, and this time I remembered. Here on season 5, episode 5, Kill the Boy. Who are we pouring out for, TJ? I guess Barristan.
Barristan, that's it.
Now.
Right? Yeah, now we're pouring one out for him. But yeah, that's all I got. That's all I wrote down.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, now for the quote segment. Stick it with the pointy end. We all had kill the boy and let the man be born. So that one's out. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
My first one is from Aemon. A Targaryen alone in the world is a terrible thing. It is. It is. Not that the Targaryens alone, it's just they don't really make the best decisions. So my next one's from Jon Snow, where he tells Thorman, you belong to the realms of men, all of you. And then my next one's from Sansa, where she tells old girl, it's the people who are strange.
I mean, look at him.
Do you have that one, James?
Yeah. Sure did.
And then I said I won't do any more.
This is that's it, I won't do anymore.
I have one more. My last one's from Tyrion. When he says Doom still rules Valyria. He was right.
He was right,
He
yes.
was right.
All right. I have one. Maester Aemon, you will find little joy in your command, but with luck you will find the strength that do to do what needs to be done. Best of luck to you, friend. Eek. Remember, though, I am dying, so whatever happens after this, not my fucking problem.
Yeah, true.
All right, Ginge.
All right, well, literally all of mine were taken, but I'm gonna say them anyways again.
Okay.
Kill the boy, let the man be born. Sansa, you are not alone. Or the old lady to Sansa, you are not alone. Sansa, this isn't a strange place. This is my home. It's the people who are strange. And the last one's from Grey Worm. I fear I never again see Missandei from the island of Noth.
Yeah. If he wanted to,
True love story.
if you ask your man, what would you be afraid of if you were dying, and he doesn't say never seeing you again, dump him.
Every man on earth is getting dumped.
If
We're
I
all fucking doomed in that, if that's the case.
ask TJ, TJ,
Huh?
what would you be most afraid of as you were dying?
I don't know. Dying? I don't. At this point,
Okay,
never seeing my daughter. Like, I don't.
I'll give you that because you're a dad. I'll give you that. But like, I set you up and you still could, men.
Before that, like, damn, I can't play video games no more. Damn.
If I'm dying right now, I'm never gonna be able to play Marathon.
It. I won't see the Steelers suck next year.
Bars in hell.
I'll never see my team win a Super Bowl.
You gotta keep the bar low. That way you can always exceed expectations. I live by that. I'm really not that bad of a person. I just appear like I'm not shit because like I gotta keep the bar low. Because when I do something decent, it looks great.
Blind ranking change.
It's just ready to
God,
go.
I gave it 8 because that's the lowest I could go.
Okay, he said 8, and there we are.
I'm not mad at that if you've never seen the episode before.
And you don't know like what it just set up. There's a lot of foreshadowing in this.
Kill the motherfucking boy,
Kill
Jon Snow.
the boy. All right. Well, before we do get out of here, Gingy, I'm gonna let you know before you watch episode 6, trigger warning.
Okay.
Big time. And that is gonna do it for this episode of Charges of the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. And then you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So on behalf of Samaj and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.